Our final two teachings will highlight Dr. Jackie Mack Harris on the subject of comparisons. It's actually one of our New Life videos, and you know there's over 600 of them. You can go to newlife.com and find them there. And then Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer on lying and how Satan is in the details. Let's listen in.
I've been thinking about the ways in which we don't take care of ourselves. We had a women's seminar a couple of months ago, and we talked about comparison. And I hear so often how women are pitting themselves against one another and how little love we show ourselves. And even in Christianity, where we have a call to, you know, love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and love others as ourselves. And the self is getting left out of that. And so I've just been thinking a lot about how do we navigate self-love. Like, I am okay. I am enough. And loving every iteration of myself, because I was doing the best I could at the time. And that version of me was a part of the journey to this version of me. And I love this version of me. And so I'm working at loving the past versions of me that maybe didn't make the choices that I would make now, because I survived whatever that season was. And so I'm wondering what it's going to take for people to be able to give themselves permission to accept themselves. And self-acceptance and self-love, I think, go before healing. Because before I accepted the truth of my story and how it impacted me and how the kinds of choices I made to cope, I would not do anything because I hadn't accepted anything. And once I accepted that these were truths about me, and that is why I was so emotionally avoidant, then I could risk showing up emotionally in order to start to do the work to heal. And so I've just been thinking about, you know, let's move away from the competition. I have a t-shirt that says, I am my only competition. Like, I'm not competing against anybody else in the world. God put me here for a reason, and I'm striving to live that purpose and love myself in the process. That.